Yep.
All right, we're going to get started.
We're already close to that.
Got it. In attendance, we have
Penrose.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Councilman Sheldon. Councilman Powers, Councilman Bell, Co-Chair Tackett, and myself. We have six.
Who is that time?
Penrose.
He went outside. He went back.
His head was in here. Count.
We can start. We can't do the minutes. Okay.
Move on to the next thing. We'll come back.
First thing on the agenda, we have it's a resolution. It's to amend the declaration of restrictions dated July 9th, 1996 in regards to the Rockwood subdivision. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have counsel for the applicant for this lifting of the deed, or actually declaration.
Excuse amending. Me, we have Councilman Street. After you do the title and all and talk about it, we'll get into the minutes.
Okay. But to as far as the deed restrictions, I've met with the applicant on a couple occasions. We also presented, the applicant made a presentation back several months ago before the 7 and 40 Alliance, and they had no issues with this. And basically, what it amounts to, and Mr. Tucker's here on behalf of the applicant, and certainly he can speak to it if there's any further questions, but the initial subdivision plan restricted the height of the buildings within a deed restriction to within 50 feet. And the reason that was done, we actually went back and spoke with Councilman Roberts, who was there at the time when this was done and why it was done. And the reason it was done was this was one of the first complexes to have any kind of a height on Route 40. And correct me if I'm wrong, but folks were concerned, even on council at that time, that we weren't going to be building high-rise buildings and everything on along Route 40 there. And so this lifting this deed restriction, changing this deed restriction, the declaration, would bring it within the current code, which would allow up to 60 foot, okay? And with their plans on their new buildings or additional buildings, it would probably end up being around 55 foot. With the architecture and the roofing and everything. We have no opposition from the local community. We have no opposition from, like I say, the 7 and 40 Alliance. You know, with that, if I've missed anything, I'd like to kind of call on Mr. Tucker, if you would.
The roof.
Let's just wait a couple seconds. We have Councilman Holland just that is. What's your pleasure on the minutes?
I move to accept the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. They're out of the way. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. Sean Tucker, for the record, on behalf of the applicant. A few people encouraged me to be brief today, especially because of the weather outside. And as you all know, my middle name is Brevity, so I'll be brief. Councilman Bell, his comments were certainly on the mark and accurate. The deed restriction amendment before you only permits my client to exceed the 50 feet that are in the present restriction with architectural features. So roof lines, features, architectural features would be permitted to exceed the 50 feet, but the building itself, other than the architectural features, would not rise above 50 feet, nor would this allow in any way additional density beyond what is already permitted by code and by the deed restrictions. And just to give you a flavor in terms of concept, Mr. Bull, if you could flip to the next slide, we'll just jump right to that. There we go. So this is concept only, but under the current deed restrictions, the structure at the top that I'm circling could be built. With the deed restrictions being amended, not lifted, but amended to allow architectural features like roof lines, etc., we would see that you get a nicer looking, more aesthetically and pleasing building without an increase in density.
Hold hold on a second. We have Councilwoman Diller join us and Council President Bullock.
The talk started with me, and then this is an area of Councilman Bell, but it's really the pitch of the roof, so it has a slanted roof. I think it looks a lot better. The top one looks like a hospital, and the other one looks like something I'd want to live in. And plus the maintenance of a flat roof, that was partly what was brought up when we first started talking. I just think it's a lot better. You know, the 5 foot, I understand, you know, they were scared of what may have happened, but I think if you look at other things in the area that Councilman Bell has inherited, they're a lot more like it.
Co-chair? That'd be you.
Yep. You know, I guess this is just another example of, you know, why deed restrictions, why I don't like deed restrictions. You know, I mean, here you are back at the table again. You know, you build your projects and you do it by code, and that's what you live by. These deed restrictions that get placed on them only add a little bit of angst a little bit later. But I remember, you know, years and years and years ago when I was on the 740, and I remember sitting down with the officers of 740 and Gregory Pettinaro, and we talked about this site, you know, before it was ever built and put in there, and I drive by it all the time. It's a great-looking site. It has a beautiful entrance. The Pettinaros have done a spectacular job with the upkeep and maintenance of it and the aesthetics and the view of it and the way it looks. And, you know, a facility like this, given that traffic can handle it, you know, this is a site that you want heavy. This is where you want to put all these units at, you know. And it's a shame, you know, you obviously want to have, you know, the architectural components of any feature like this, because you obviously want to have the aesthetics of, and still get, you know, what you're building there. You don't want to have something ugly but still have the same thing. So,
Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And just to kind of dovetail with what Councilman Tackett has said, is that overall the plan with the change in the deed restriction allows it to meet the characteristics of the existing you know, structures and everything. So. But they do. They have a very well-maintained, you know, piece of property there. They work with the community, with fencing, and everything else. So it's, you know, very, very well run.
Yeah, they have the Greenville place now. It used to be up on the Kenneth Pike. And they've got three towers up there now that they have. And they did a nice job on them. And they keep the place pretty well maintained. Mr. Tucker?
The only final observation I would simply make is, back when this rezoning was originally approved was before the UDC existed. And back then you didn't get a plan with your rezoning. So that probably led to some of the fear, unnecessary, but the fear that this could be a high-rise someday. Now, of course, under the UDC, all rezonings are accompanied by a plan, and you have to build what's on the plan. So we would ask for council support next Tuesday evening on this application. The Department of Land Use recommended in favor, as did the Planning Board.
Any other questions? Anything from the public? No public. Okay.
Thank you.
You can stay right there.
Thank you.
This is the next
okay, you're in the seat again.
No coffee break?
Say what?
Okay, we have ordinance number 12-081, and it has to do with, in short, Walker Farms. That'd be the easiest way to say it. And Councilwoman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're all very familiar with Walker Farm. We voted on the appeal for the variance a month or two ago. Along with that variance and with some of the Board of Adjustment issues that they've gone through, this is a rezoning property, a property to be rezoned. It's going from NC21 to ST, is
correct.
That correct? This has been part of the discussion with all of the neighbors. Ted Felice, who represents Charter Oaks, and Mark Blake, who represents Gata, both either emailed or called me saying that they would not be at the meeting today, but that they didn't anticipate that there would be any problem, and that I had the right to tell the council that they both, their groups, supported this rezoning. So if you want a presentation from Sean, that's fine. If not, I think we've been presented with this over and over and over, and I'm sure they, as the rest of us, would kind of like to move on, and I'm presuming it will be on the next council agenda for a vote also.
That's my understanding.
What's the council's pleasure? You'd like a presentation or move on?
Move on.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Making your life easy.
Yeah. Any public comment? Okay. I just want to make a couple announcements, which I... Council Cartier and Smiley, they're in effect, and Councilman Weiner is absent. Okay. Anything under other? Public comment. What do you guys want to do?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We're done.
We call him now DT.
We do have personnel committee at 4:00.